Good afternoon. I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports, and weather. Beginning with local stories, Autopolis has acquired Garage Intini, Luxembourg's long-standing Maserati dealer, securing its 14th brand amid industry pressures on small family businesses. All 19 Intini employees have been taken on by the new owner, and the location will move to Autopolis in Bertrange next year. The 8th annual Luxembourg College Night invites students to meet admissions officers and former student athletes from across the United States at ISL this Thursday evening. The event, organized by the U.S. Embassy in Luxembourg, Education USA, and ISL, brings more than 15 American universities to the Grand Duchy. German airline group Lufthansa said today it will cut 4,000 jobs, a move underscoring the slump gripping Europe's largest economy. Lufthansa said the majority of the job cuts would be in Germany and take place by 2030, targeting administrative rather than operational positions. Residents of Zurich voted Sunday to ban the use of petrol-fueled leaf blowers and leaf vacuums over noise and air pollution concerns in public and private spaces. Switzerland's system of direct democracy allows citizens to launch referendums if they collect a minimum number of signatures. A gunman who rammed his vehicle into a Mormon church in Michigan before opening fire left at least four people dead and several wounded on Sunday. Police said the shooter also set fire to the building. The attacker was killed by police in the parking lot. Finally, U.S. President Donald Trump will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House today for high-stakes talks aimed at pushing a Gaza peace plan over the line. Trump says a deal to end the war in Gaza, free hostages held by Hamas, and disarm the Palestinian militant group is effectively done following talks with Arab and Muslim leaders last week. For more on these stories and for the latest news, check out today.lu. Turning now to sport. The 24th edition of the annual Touch Rugby competition took place on Sunday, raising over €2,000 for the Omega 90 Hospice in Luxembourg. The Luxembourgish Rugby Union was well represented through the recently formed Rugby Club Esch and Rugby Club Terre Rouge, the latter going on to win the competition. Meanwhile, the 8th edition of Let's Go Gold took place this year at a new site in Neudorf, raising a record €715,015 for childhood cancer research through a solidarity race that also runs in Spain, Belgium, and France. Finally, Yannick Sinner has beaten Fabien Marajan in straight sets to secure a third straight China Open semifinal as Iga Swiatek reached the last 16 when her opponent retired injured. Italian Sinner beat the world number 57 Hungarian 6-1-7-5 in 1 hour and 19 minutes in Beijing and next plays third seed Alex de Minaur. Can't get enough sport? Then head over to today.lu.
The weather is brought to you by Luga, open-air exhibition of urban gardens until the 18th of October. More info on luga.lu.
The weather this afternoon will be mostly sunny, although a few raindrops are possible here and there. Temperatures will be pleasantly mild at between 15 and 17 degrees.